It's Friday, September 16th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. New rules for NIST compliance from the U.S. government. Gartner says leaders are reducing the number of security vendors, and maybe quiet quitting is really act your wage. This is the business of tech. In a new memo from the Office of Management and Budget on Wednesday, the Federal Acquisition Regulatory Council will soon propose a rule requiring federal agencies to use a uniform, standard self-attestation form when seeking assurances from software vendors that their products were developed using guidance from the National Institute of Standards and Technology. In addition to approving the use of self-attestation, the OMB memo allows agencies to accept what is essentially a promise from vendors that they will work towards being able to comply with the NIST guidance on a specific timeline. Why do we care? Self-attestation is the controversial portion of the guidance. Of course, the rules would start here. That's how one gets something rolled out quickly. But project out. The vendor self-attests and is later proven not to have complied, and that's the evidence in the inevitable legal battle. Let's not be too dismissive of that, despite my desire for more. More importantly, this is the U.S. government using its buying power. Small, critical step. An interesting trend from Gartner. Security leaders are increasingly cutting the number of vendors they buy products from. The market research firm said Tuesday that 75% of organizations it recently surveyed said they have a strategy of security vendor consolidation. By comparison, only 29% of those surveyed in 2022 said they were trimming the number of security companies they buy from. 57% of respondents said their organizations work with fewer than 10 vendors for security needs. Why the vendor consolidation? Because firms don't think they're getting the most out of their products. This from Channel Daily News. Why do we care? We have far too many security products out there, and if you're in the risk management business, and make no mistake, everyone is when it comes to security, more tools aren't the answer. Each tool also introduces complexity, which increases the attack surface, so there are diminishing returns. I've cited that security is a business tax. Well, you generally look to pay less for your taxes, and reducing the number of vendors is how you do that. Savvy providers will be careful about finding that Goldilocks spot. Just the correct number of vendors. Not too many, not too few. And they'll measure it based on risk reduction value. I couldn't resist following up on quiet quitting and job trends. Or perhaps it should be called workers acting their wage. Business Insider notes how workers are pushing back here, citing that it's just workers doing their job as written for the pay they receive. The other key message? It's about managers more than workers expecting overwork. There might be something there, too. There are studies on the issue that place some of the blame on managers. Link in the article. This is still an issue. A newly released report from ADOT Team and Mass Challenge indicates that 44% of tech founders and executives report that a significant number of their top performers have left their company. More from A-Team, 9% of employers cited product and engineering roles as the most challenging positions to fill. In addition, 62% of respondents said it took them more than 4 months to find the right talent to fill those vacancies. To combat the significant loss of talented employees, 80% of surveyed executives said they would hire someone without a college degree to work at their company. Or how about this point? Half of IT spend over the next year will be devoted to people and process rather than technology, according to 1,000 senior IT leaders surveyed for a report released Wednesday by Salesforce's MuleSoft. Now, it's not all slanted to workers. Layoffs.fyi did research into more than 40,000 people who've been let go and found four kinds of workers that were the ones laid off: recent hires, high earners, millennials, and recruiters and coders. Why do we care? Reframing the action as acting your wage cuts through the noise. If employees do what they are paid to do, and that's listed in their job description, are they underperforming? No, they're performing. Talent should be the top priority of a service company. It's right there in the description. You can't provide service without talent. Do you like getting paid? Then make it easy for your customers with Gazinta Payments. Do you teach your customers not to click on links from strange domains like mymsp.monkeypayments.com or slowbooks.com? Gazinta Payments uses your branding and domain name. No redirects, no confusion. Gazinta Mobius is trusted by over 1,000 MSPs to sync financial data. Their new product, Gazinta Payments, is built with the same care and empathy to make the payment process easy for your customers. Gazinta is a family-owned business dedicated to making software suck less each day. Go to gozynta.com/payments to learn more or get started. Thanks for listening. Today is National Sit with a Stranger Day. That feels like a good one to meet somebody new. There'll be a bonus episode this weekend as we talk to an MSP owner who won't call himself an MSP, and we'll be back on Monday. Have a great weekend. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.